talking about?
Weak and strong violations of subjacency. Okay, subjacency is a phenomenon about movement because sentences are related to each other. Let's just go get concrete and look at some examples real quick. Okay, universal grammar, this thing we have in our heads, allows what we call movement. Words can move around in sentences. Here's a very basic English question. What did you say? Now, within syntactic theory, this question is related to the statement, you said what? And this particular sentence is derived or exists because we're able to move what around. We can say, did you said what? Or we can say, what did you say? So the way we mark this is we say that what originated as an object of say, because we know that the verb say requires an object. So what is the object of say? It moves to the front. It leaves behind what's called a trace, that little T, okay? And so we mark the T with an I, which is an index marker, and we mark the what with an I to show that the what came where that T was, okay? So UG says you can have movement, but UG does not say you can move anything, anytime, anywhere, any way you want. There are restrictions. If we look at this last sentence on the bottom of the screen up here, we have no violation of what UG says we can do. Which dog did Tom see bite the mailman? Again, we have a verb see that likes an object, and we know that which dog is the object of see. Okay, so we have which dog did Tom see bite the mailman? The original underlying sentence would be something like, Tom saw which dog bite the mailman? Okay, now, so that sentence is perfectly fine. We haven't violated anything. But UG says that there are certain clauses, certain areas out of sentences which you just can't move stuff. And these are called strong violations of extraction, because we're extracting that WH element out. UG says, no matter what your language is, if you move WH elements around, you can't take them out of relative clauses. Okay, so no language in the world can do this. Which Mary did Mary read the book that praised? Okay, again, we have an object of the verb praise in the relative clause. We move to the front, we can't do that. Okay, and any other language that has movement can't do that either. Adjunct clauses. Which soup did the man leave the table after the waiter spilled? Which normally would be, the man left the table after the waiter spilled which soup? Or what soup? And then sentential subjects. Which job did Getting help the graduate student? Okay, so we have Getting which job, which is the sentential subject. We can't take a WH element out of that ing gerundive subject. Okay, now, how do we... How